Welcome to Conscious Leadership, the podcast where we delve into the heart of impactful leadership, one conscious step at a time. I'm your host, Dakota Lima, and together we'll explore the realms of self-awareness, empowerment, and purpose-driven leadership. Get ready to ignite your leadership potential and make a positive difference in your life and the life of those you lead. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode. Today, I want to take you on a journey that's deeply personal and incredibly important. I want to talk to you about triggers. I want to share a recent personal experience with you where I was triggered. Now, what exactly are triggers? In psychology, triggers are those powerful stimuli or events that can unleash a surge of intense emotions and reactions in a person. These responses are often connected to post-traumatic experiences, and when someone encounters a trigger, it can lead them to relive the emotions and sensations tied to those difficult moments. Now, I had been working on a passion project, and I was pitching my cause. And for many people, speaking in front of people can be very nerve-wrenching and triggering. But for me, fear wasn't speaking in front of people. No, my trigger was something different. It was the fear of judgment. I didn't even realize it was there, lurking beneath the surface. But one day, I found myself in a small group presenting a cause I'm deeply passionate about, and I was triggered. It wasn't the cause itself, nor the presentation that triggered me. It was the feedback I received afterwards. Now, I'm all for constructive criticism. It's vital for growth. But this feedback pierced me in a way I didn't expect. And I know that I've grown because I've worked on myself. But this trigger served as a reminder that healing and growth and personal development are ongoing processes. We'll come across situations that trigger us, but it's how we respond that defines our journey. So as I'm sitting there being triggered, I didn't react, I didn't jump out and scream, but I could feel the emotions boiling up in me. I could feel my heart racing. I can feel my body heat rising. And I did everything in my power to try to stay calm. I actually found myself thinking, oh my God, I'm being triggered. So following the event, I knew I had to dive deeper. So I reached out to a friend for some advice. And she reminded me of something crucial. My trigger was a signal, an indication of an underlying block that needed attention. Like a bullet that I didn't dodge. She drew an analogy from the movie The Matrix, the part where Morpheus and Neo are talking. And Neo says, "So you're telling me I can dodge bullets?" And Morpheus replies, "No, Neo, I'm telling you that when you're ready, you won't have to." And that statement resonated me with so much in that moment. I've prided myself on doing the inner work, but I realized I still had more work to do. Healing, growth, and personal development are ongoing. That's the key message here. And yes, we'll encounter triggers. And when we do, we need to have a deep understanding of ourselves so that we can self-regulate and process what's happening. Following this trigger incident, I had to dig deep to understand why it happened. Why did I react the way I did? I was triggered because I didn't dodge the bullet. there was a lesson in that, a test to prepare me for something bigger. It's times like this when having friends that understand you and your path can shed the best light. She reminded me that I have some events coming up in my life where I will need to be prepared for situations just like that one. Bigger stages, larger groups, and even television appearances. So I'm grateful that it happened in a smaller group where I can learn from it and grow. This was a lesson to prepare me for the larger arena. My friend also mentioned Brianne Brown and her wisdom about daring greatly. Being courageous, stepping into the arena of life, and embracing vulnerability. See, a lot of times when we get triggered, the first reaction and instinct is to avoid. Don't push forward. Don't get into the arena, but instead turn away. So when she was talking about this, it reminded me of President Theodore Roosevelt's speech, The Man in the Arena. It's about daring greatly, striving, and knowing that both triumph and failure are part of that journey. This was his famous quote. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives vigilantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there's no effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That is such a powerful quote. The message here is clear. There's no success without failure. And you must be courageous enough to step into the arena. Be brave, but continue on anyway in the face of fear. We spoke about what Brianne had said and how she talked about shame and vulnerability, two paradoxical elements of our lives. Vulnerability makes us authentic, but sometimes it triggers others and stirs their own shame. And when we share our vulnerabilities, we sometimes touch others' hidden insecurities. The critics will always be in the arena. Someone will always have something to say about what you're doing, saying, or achieving. There are many types of critics and spectators in our lives. And they're not always strangers. Sometimes they're the people closest to us, friends, families, coworkers. So often, when people come to watch you, they already have resentment towards you because you're stepping out and doing something that they may be too fearful to do. And a lot of times, they want you to fail because they tend to already have low opinions of themselves. And if you fail, then you give them an excuse not to try. Listening to these critics can fuel our self-doubt. Sometimes, we can be our own worst critic. And it's important to show ourselves compassion. Being triggered is no easy feat. But there are a few things you can do when you find yourself encountering a trigger. The first thing I would say is to be sure not to avoid the trigger. A lot of times that's our first instinct. We don't like the emotions the trigger brings out. So at all costs, we try to avoid being triggered. But it's important to look at triggers as a sign. A sign that you have a wound that needs healing. And understand that in the energy sense, you are using a lot of energy to keep this trigger to avoid the wound and avoid healing. Our egos are always trying to protect us, keep us comfortable and away from those emotions of the wound. You need to ask yourself, what is the wound that this trigger is protecting? And understand that most times, not all the time, but most times, these wounds stem from childhood. And our inner child didn't know how to deal with the trauma when the trauma occurred. And so a wound was created, and so was a trigger. But keep in mind, we can also encounter traumas as adults. And these traumas also create wounds and triggers. So when you get triggered, your ego is trying to protect you and avoid feeling the emotions. It's a distraction from the wound. But we're not children anymore. And we do have the capacity to process these emotions. That's what being on a healing journey is all about. That's what being conscious is all about. Healing the wounds from our past and allowing ourselves to process these emotions and these wounds. In the arena of life, we will encounter many battles and in turn, many different wounds. So it's important for us to develop the skills necessary to process these wounds and these emotions. Ask yourself, what's holding you back from entering the arena? Who do you want to be? What are your values? For me, I know I'm here to help people, to share my story, my voice, and to lead with love, trust, and empathy. My purpose is to activate others and let them know that they're not alone, to empower and to be strong enough to be vulnerable and share my story so that it may be a light in the dark for some, or a bridge guiding them to the other side of whatever situation that's holding them back. You see, conscious leadership is about learning from our mistakes. It's about understanding them and using them as stepping stones. It's about stepping into the arena, being vulnerable, and knowing that both triumph and failure are part of the journey. So I will continue to use my voice, my gift, and my story. Remember, you're not alone in the arena of life. Your journey is worth every effort. So it's time to rise up, overcome your triggers, and take action in your life. If you don't know where to start, contact me. Join the academy and start living with purpose and intention. And as President Roosevelt said, it's not the critic who counts. Remember, it's you, the one in the arena, daring greatly. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Conscious Leadership. I hope today's insights have ignited your passion for empowered and purposeful leadership. Remember, conscious leadership is not a destination, but a continuous journey of growth and transformation. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow leaders. And until next time, keep thriving, keep leading, keep growing. This is Dakota, signing out. Thank you.